It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 747.
Happy Monday, Gronks. What's happening? What's going on?
I walked in here and 97 was complaining about how cold it is.
I know. I mean, it is cold, but you're the one who should be complaining because you've got bare feet.
Well, but I'm not cold.
I know, but that's cold. Like you. The guy with bare feet should be the one complaining, not the one in a bomber jacket, big puffy vest.
But I have no problem with complaining about if it's being cold. But I reckon the first step is turn on the heater.
Yeah, can someone turn it? George, can you turn on the heater?
No, because Sevs has already tried this. He reckons the heater's not working. Working. He just doesn't know how to use it.
It's the on button. George, you've been here early, so you should have had it on, mate.
I never turn it on. I just layer up. Two jumpers on.
Yeah.
But I don't think, I reckon I used it once since I was working from here while you guys were at home.
I can tell.
Really? Max.
I can tell because our power bill wasn't through the roof. Mm-hmm. It'd be nicer, which it could have been if someone else was here. I just want to do a quick megaphone naming right sponsor shout out.
Okay, because here we go. Within the first 5 minutes.
We're going to roll.
Requested.
Yep. Okay, here we go.
Our new megaphone sponsor is Ben Fordham. Fordo will be returning as the new host of Breakfast on 2GB.
It's a good show.
Tune in, Ben Fordham Live, from Monday to Friday, 5:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 2GB. Or search Ben Fordham Live on your favourite podcast app.
Mate, he opened with some heavy hitters.
Yeah, he had...
Gladys on, I think. Mm-hmm. ScoMo, as well? Yeah. Far out. Mate, he gets some good guests. And, dare say it's because of the reach that this show has is why he's become the naming right sponsor for the week.
Oh, definitely.
For the megaphone. How are you all feeling? Let's do a check-in. Sevs, what are you at percentage-wise? Because you finished on a high last week. You were. There's one point you were 95 and it was back end of the week. That's not normal.
Yeah. No, I mean, I've sort of come off the high. I'm probably at a 70-something this morning.
Really?
Yeah. So maybe 75. Oh, it's just the weather. It's not. Not that motivating, just it was a struggle to get out of bed this morning. So
how was the bus?
Look, the bus is all right. I can't complain. It came on time.
Yeah.
It was pretty empty, so it was great.
George, how are you percentage?
I'm pretty good. I reckon I'm high 80s.
Solid.
Yeah. Maybe, 89 to 90.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, I mean, I think I got food poisoning on Saturday night.
What'd you eat?
I mean, we had some cheeky nuggets.
Oh, no.
We did.
And chips when you guys left on Saturday Arvo. But then I woke up on Saturday night and was spinning. Like, I felt like I was back at, 17 years old in my bed spinning from being that drunk.
Mm.
Like, my focus wouldn't, I couldn't get, and I got up and I was half asleep as well. And then I ended up having a chuck.
Really?
So
spinny
annoying.
Bum?
No, just out. Yeah, just two spew and then I'm done.
Oh, that's good.
And so I felt
so. What are you today? So what are you today?
Well, I was feeling a little bit. You know, when you're just sort of like just a bit low, probably 60, and then you're like, oh, I've got to do a video today as well, and at that point, like, motivation's low, creativity you feel is not there, but then you sort of have an idea. And then you rope Georgie boy into it. And then you're flying, you're back at 90, and you've got a video to premiere on the show.
I'm excited. Well, yeah, by the time I got in, your energy was high.
Mate.
It's appreciated.
When you've done all your work by just after 12, you're pretty fucking happy with yourself.
Georgie boy, I mean, I got to see Georgie boy in his element doing the whole hump day replay stuff.
Yeah. Well, you see George in his element in this video. Can we premiere it now?
Yeah, we can. All right. What are you right now from a numbers perspective?
Oh, 85. But I reckon after I'll be 95.
Okay. All right. Here we go. I don't know. So, can I say what it's called?
No, you can't. Okay. You just have to.
All right. Here we go. So, I'm just going to play it. Here we go. I haven't seen it. So, hopefully, it's nothing defamatory.
Georgie boy, today I'm making a play to become the tea guy. So currently, Josh has declared himself the tea guy, but he's let himself slip. And when people make mistakes, that's when others come in and take what isn't theirs. So today, let's work on a five-step plan. Step one, the quickest way to become the tea guy is to buy stuff that's tea related. What do you want? Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. Go back down.
Where's all my notes from the airport?
Boil hot water.
Well, you're boiling cold water, technically. It turns hot. I suppose you could boil hot.
Step three, build an army. George. Who's the tea guy?
Tommy Jacket.
Say my name.
Tommy Jacket.
Say it again.
Tommy Jacket.
Georgie boy, I know I said it was a 5-step plan, but it's a 4-step plan. The last step is making the play. All right, Georgie boy, here's how the play's going to happen. Right now, down in the kitchen is Josh's favourite mug.
Can't see his mug. Adapt and improvise. His old mug. I blog, therefore I am.
When Josh walks in, I'm going to have his mug, my T2 paraphernalia, and I'm going to be dunking my little tea thing into my mug. Well, it's actually his mug, mine now. Once he sees that, he's gonna have a very sad face. TJ's gonna be very happy, and TJ will become the tea guy.
Mr. 97, wanna come up?
Yeah, why not?
Any questions?
Sounds good, TJ.
Let's go.
I mean,
that's as easy. That's how you just take the reins of the tea guy.
Well, I mean, I feel like the real tea guy doesn't talk about being the tea guy, and I'm at home having my tea, not posting about it. Well, if you're going to be the tea guy, can I've become a new guy as well.
You need really? No, you need a video. You can't just say it. That's the problem with just announcements.
No, but I've got it here.
Do you?
I've become the protein guy.
Shit. There's tomorrow's video. Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I've gotten into the low-carb bars.
Yeah.
And so...
I did hear Bree on the weekend say to you, oh, is that where you're getting your bars from? I was like, oh, what's he up to now?
Yeah, no, so I thought...
Referring to the protein shop at the end of the street.
Well, you know, the thing with food is everyone says, you know, don't overcomplicate it. You have balance, all that sort of thing. Just, you know, intuitive eating. Don't overthink it. It's ended in a disaster for me. So now I am going completely crazy. I'm just having my protein bars. I'm having, like, I'm just dialing it way back.
Okay, good. And so the completely crazy was going crazy on food. And this is...
Well, yeah.
Okay, no, that's fair.
Yeah. No, this is everything that a fad diet looks like. I am doing a fad diet and I'm unapologetic about it.
Just get on the man shakes or something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is it's the same things, right?
And so you're just calorie counting and having that.
Yeah.
It works. Mm-hmm.
And going super low with the calories.
Okay.
Which
also works to put on weight after the fact.
Yeah. Well, but the thing is,
you lose weight during the fact.
Yeah. And that's what we're in the short term.
What are you working towards though?
He's not sure.
85 kg.
Oh, okay.
By at 100?
By how long? Like, how long are you giving yourself?
I want episode 800 is what I said to myself.
How many is that? Like 50 something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 50.
So a bit over a month.
Mm-hmm.
Bit over a month to lose 15 kegs.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
I think it's
you got to sweat as well. You got to get
the
sweat.
Also, I've got the walking. Oh, so that was the other thing I did say to Bree. Yeah, you'll like this because I feel like you can relate. I said, the reason why I'm getting fat is because I don't have AirPods. So I went and bought the AirPod Pros yesterday.
Mate, that's a good purchase.
Yeah.
That is a great
So I was like, I can't walk. I might like, I go outside, I get bored. I need like, let's analyze what's happening and seeing why I'm putting on weight.
What's the root? Yeah.
And so I believe the root cause was two things, food and AirPods. And so I've dialed in. And I get it. People are probably saying, you know, this isn't food, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's got a lot of emulsifiers.
Are you having dinner? You're having dinner, right?
Nah. I mean, the thing is, my criticism on dinner is why eat just before you're going to bed?
You eat at 5. Have one of those muscle meals or a U Foods. Just get something where you're just having one of those a day. That's great. Mm. Plus your bars. I'll accept that.
I was watching what gave me the inspo is I was watching old Britney Spears interviews.
How old was she?
It wasn't actually that old. It was when she decided that she was going to go to Vegas and do the whole Vegas thing.
I was going to say, if you're ever referencing Britney Spears, just also type in her ones where she's losing it. Because if you're saying that you're getting inspiration from her in one area,
I love Britney.
Me too. Some, yeah, Me too.
Did you see Toxic, the video?
Great song.
Did you see the video where she was talking about? She's like, "Oh, I'm in my gym room."
Yeah, yeah.
And then she burnt it down to the ground with a candle. Did you see that?
Yeah, burnt it down. She sounded a bit crazy when she said it. Nah, appreciate that. Easy to do. Leave your candle on. But she's got a home gym, and yeah. That was her reason for not exercising, was it?
I don't know, but she. But what I'm referring to is, Brian and I went down sort of rabbit hole of watching Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Interviews. One which was interesting was where a journalist said, "Do you drink Pepsi?" Because Pepsi was her
sponsor. Oh, and they're trying to catch her out.
Yeah, and she says yes, and he's like, "Oh, which one?" And she's like, "Pepsi." Like, gets real defensive. No, but Brittany was like saying, you know, for the Vegas thing.
Yeah.
You know, 5 hours a day of training and, like, you know, really dialing in all the food.
That's what happened. That's what you got to do to get as. She got very, very lean.
Yeah.
But she's fluctuated hard, poor thing. I don't think it's been an easy ride for Brittany.
Yeah. Well, I think it's probably part of the whole yo-yo type of thing.
But do you think this is the yo-yo? We don't need to spend too much time.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. It's 100%. But the thing is, it's like, why, like, the. I've started to realize, I'm like, oh, these are all the things that sit with me and I do it whether I do it or not. Mm. And I allow all these other gronks saying, oh, you can't do that or don't do it. Like, don't. Mm. I think like there is something around don't be annoying about it. Like, don't make it a thing.
Yeah. Who? The person on... Person doing it?
I know it seems like I'm making it.
But I'm the protein guy.
I am the protein guy.
I wish we had
definitely the protein guy.
Instant replay.
No, but the thing, no, I so much of the journey that I've been on with weight and all that sort of thing, so much tied up in it in regards to people and what they think. It's like, actually, I feel good when I'm not eating that much.
Mm.
Like, for me, that's where I'm like, okay, I've got it all dialed in. I'm not having to overthink things. I'm not sure. I tried to 2 weeks before becoming the protein guy. I was like the master class. I'm going to learn everything about Gordon Ramsay. I'm going to become a cook. And I've burnt the fuck out of my finger.
They did not look good.
Yeah, my finger still, is a nightmare.
They're still like scabby. Blistering and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and, well, mate, I haven't said that it's a bad thing. Just got to do you, baby.
Yeah.
I'm doing me over here with my tea.
You got your tea. Tea is part of, I know, like, you can have protein.
Yeah, no, you can be a part of it. George, I got Mr. 97 a cup of tea. Mm. You can have a cup of tea. I'll make you a cup of tea.
No milk?
There was no milk in the studio.
Good, but I think it's better to
be honest. This one's nice because it's like a bit vanilla-y. Mm-hmm. It's that Melbourne T2 one.
Oh, yeah.
So good. And, you know... I've got this thing, the highly sort of highly recommended on the Discord tea piece of paraphernalia. It's called a tea stick. Very straightforward.
What's a tea stick worth?
$16. But it's a winner because losers use the old ones that just like fall apart. Seems like a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Is that the only one from home?
Got two. Oh.
Really? You bought two at the time.
Amy bought two. Took it to work.
You're going
to
leave one at the office?
Absolutely not. I'll bag it up here. Just wanted to, all for the video, bring in the tea stick.
Well, the other thing too I realized is even when I was deciding to become the protein guy, because I was making a move at trying to be the LaCroix guy.
which I've expensive, got,
yeah.
LaCroix boy.
LaCroix boy. Yeah. There's a few issues with being a LaCroix boy though. Is it's like...
The name.
No, I like it. I actually like the name. No, the issue I have with it is the availability.
It's an American brand.
And I'm setting myself up to have to go to like a Paran every time I want to get it. And it's just a pain. So
you get
I'm like,
it from Peter Montz in Fitzroy North.
Oh!
But they're individual.
Yeah, the individual. Oh, so like expensive. Fucking $3 a pop or some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's all right. That's all right. Affluent George.
Outrageous.
The money guy.
Yeah, the money. Definitely. Cashed up George. And so, yeah, that was part of it. So, and then I even decided anyone that is playing in the protein game, Bree was like, do you want to get Quest? Are you still obsessed over Quest bars?
Who owns that? Tim, the guy?
Yeah, he does that show.
Oh.
He does.
He was on Rogan years ago. Yeah. And
he's always talking about, you know, optimizing and shit.
Yeah, yeah. Classic sort of like
Tom Billy.
That's Tom.
The bloke with impact theory or whatever.
Yeah, impact theory.
Yeah. If you were to sort of describe sort of an American's approach to self-development, it embodies
definitely
Tim Bailey. Is that his name?
Tom Bailey. Tim Bailey's the weatherman. The old weatherman.
But no, anyway, so I was part of the whole move was trying to find something that's accessible.
Mm.
So something I can go to a Coles, a Woolworths, any of those places.
They're everywhere.
And I can get them. You don't want to be, every time you need to eat, going to a specialty store or some shit.
I've got tea in every pocket right now because, you know, I don't have to, I don't want to have to think about
it. So have you gone all loose leaf or?
No, I don't complicate it. Just have tea. Just whatever.
Do you even know what the?
This is loose leaf right now that I'm having, and a bag is bag tea.
Do you have bags?
Yeah, we got peppermint.
Yeah.
We got green. Mm. We got something else. Standard breakfast. English breakfast.
Oh, yeah. The red one.
Yeah.
But have you, where do you go? Like you were talking about feeling a little heavier.
Oh, I just shaved my beard and feeling good. Got a compliment from JJ. Mate, you got a haircut?
Well, I feel like that's for me. That's next week for me. As I said, I do my sort of...
reveal?
The reveal.
Yeah.
So it's like, let's see. I've got to try and get a neck before I reveal the neck. I don't want to go too early on it.
Well, I went dark looking at photos of me back when I actually was in shape. And do you want to see? Do you want to see? This was a before and after.
Mm-hmm.
So that was me there, if you can see. Can you see it?
Yeah.
That was me at 8 weeks previous to...
I think 8 weeks pregnant.
8 weeks pregnant. Jeez, you can really see an outline of my peen. And this one...
And you're zooming in.
You can fully see peen.
Okay, great. And so that was you afterwards?
That was 8 weeks later and I lost 10 kilos. Those pants have a penis on the front of them. Mm-hmm. I bought them from Sorrento in Italy. But it's nice to look at that for a motivation for myself.
But also look at Craig Harper. Craig Harper's got a very complicated relationship with food.
Yeah, and he's one that eliminates. Mm-hmm. But then we've eaten toast together.
Naughty. Well, that was one of the things. Naughty. Our toasters sort of fucked up at home.
Good.
And Bree was like, oh, I was just looking at those Smeg ones or what. You've got a Smeg, don't you?
No, we've got a KitchenAid.
Oh, yeah. And so she was looking at other toasters. And I was like, you know, like this is a bad investment.
Yeah.
What's going to happen? It's like people who it's like, Grace with her pasta maker. What happens when you get a pasta maker?
Oh, yeah.
Make more pasta.
Yeah.
Waffle maker.
Oh.
Well,
healthy waffles.
Yeah, but you've also can make naughty ones.
Yeah, definitely.
There's nothing good about it. I mean, I was thinking about the gym today, like getting back. Today, what have they opened? So, June 1.
Mm-hmm.
Pinch and Punch, first day of the month. Pubs are back open. Cafes are back open. 20 people.
Steps back open.
No, closed.
No, I think it's back open today. Because we went yesterday and it's closed. And it clocked over at
because you and all the basic bitches thought, let's go to the 1,000 steps now that it's nice weather.
The trail next door, though, open.
So was it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just, that horrible one. But they've opened up a bunch of stuff and gyms need to be on there. Because I was thinking, if I had the cash, I'd buy like just a squat rack and kettlebells and a barbell.
I've been thinking about that stationary bike. That's something I've been thinking about for a while.
How much is that?
Well, it's hard because I want to get the Peloton, but you can't get it in Australia. They're getting it in Germany before that.
They've sold them out. Because of what's happened or?
No, they just never, we've never been able to get Pelotons in Australia.
Okay.
And so I've liked the idea of a Peloton.
I mean, get it, use it.
But I think, I'm trying to work it. It's very hard to understand all the exercise bikes and what the sort of the quality is like and all that sort of shit.
I think the key is moving. Just get one.
Yeah.
Get one that look good reviews. Ask Hamish Blake. I'm sure he's got.
Well, he goes all the, his bike he puts onto a trainer.
Oh, okay. Well, you can get spin bikes and stuff. I had a spin bike. I had a bunch of gear when I had a studio. It was, I mean.
Georgie boy, what's your
exercise routine?
Yeah.
Walking. I don't do much exercise, really.
Can we get you training?
Yeah.
Would you train?
I'd do some training.
Sure. I'm just, yeah, no, I actually wouldn't mind, like, filling out a bit.
Filling out a bit?
Just filling out a bit, you know?
What do you mean?
Like, isn't that a term?
Just getting swole. Out,
bulking up. Bulking
he wants
up.
To get swole.
He wants to bulk a swole, yeah.
Just, like, doing push-ups and stuff.
You could say, like, Sevs is the guy who's filled out a bit since he started working with us.
I've definitely dropped weight, though, just during ISO. Definitely dropped weight.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Just because you haven't been weight training as much.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I think that part of it is, like, when it comes to weight loss, most people will say, oh, you just need to do weights. Like, you need to do strength training, you need to muscle mass, all that sort of thing. I get, like, I understand that from, like, a overall level, but I remember it always being complicated because it's like, what am I doing? Am I, I just feel like pick one thing at a time. Get to a point where you feel good actually moving. Mm. So it's like you don't have that extra weight and then start adding those
that
things.
That is one way as well.
Yeah.
That is one way. It's like if you've got more muscle in your body, it's like having a V8 sports car.
Mm-hmm.
It burns fuel much quicker.
Yeah.
And so when you are muscly, the food you're eating, it's, you're burning it more efficiently or faster.
But don't you think that, I reckon like part of the reason why it's hard for a lot of people is because there is that, like there is the idea of what it is to be healthy.
Mm.
And so now it's like, okay, don't eat too much meat. So like think about how, like,
I don't listen to that.
Think about like the 90s, think about how easy, even if it was wrong, how like we were all pretty in line with what it was to have a good diet.
It was probably the food pyramid was probably still a thing.
Yeah.
Then, but I mean, you want to be more knowledgeable now and executing on that knowledge. But
well, Weight Watchers don't even call it. They're not Weight Watchers anymore.
What are they? Watchers. what they're watching. Yeah. What is it?
I think they're their website's www.com.
Yeah.
And it's like they've rebranded
www.com. www.com.
Is that right, Sebs?
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, www.com.
But I'm pretty sure that they can't say that, like, we're all so triggered now about watching our weight.
They're still called Weight Watchers.
Oh, really?
They've just got reimagined underneath it.
Reimagined, yeah, sure. What is that? I wonder what Weight Watchers even looks like now.
Yeah.
Well, it is. They've rebranded their logo to www.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But I wonder what they like. Is it still the whole counting of
counting calories? Yeah, I don't know. Never done it. Is Magna Sabansky still a?
Well, she was face? Light and easy.
Oh, light and easy.
Face so was Shane.
Face of light and easy.
Mm-hmm.
That did well for them.
Mm.
They still doing it?
No.
I was spending some time. I tagged you last night in a post, and you, Josh, of the riots and shit that's going on in LA, and that's like 2,000 Ks away from Minneapolis where George Floyd was killed by a police officer. And it's sort of like spilling out. Like it is crazy looking at what's going on. Like in Fairfax District in Hollywood is where they're setting fire to cars and it's full on. Like I watched this, it's unbelievable, this helicopter that streamed for 9 hours straight. And it was just the feed from the helicopter. It flew out, went around, was looking.
I didn't know helicopters could fly for 9 hours.
Might have. It was a 9-hour feed. I scrubbed through it. I didn't see him land. So there might have been a gap there. But it went to like, it was the feed that was getting sent to the news station. So it was like the live broadcast. And then they'd cut and so you could hear like the reporter in the thing. And you could zoom in on that. And it was like zooming in closer. Phenomenal, man. Like it's crazy.
It does feel like a bit of like the world in general is like burning. Like I think like if you look at the news, it's not a big sort of jump to be like, oh, like the world's fucked.
Yeah, if you had flash, if you did a montage of like flash coronavirus, flash like isolation, flash to rioting on the streets, flash to cars on fire. I'm saying to Amy, like a police car on fire is the picture of chaos, like out of hand.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not to discuss, I'm not here to discuss whether it's right or wrong. It's fucked up. It's all fucked up. Mm-hmm. It's all sad. Like I feel so sad. I heard probably a guy said something around, easy to open old wounds. And that's what's happened there.
Yeah.
And it's like, God, what a time.
Yeah.
What a time to be alive, like telling kids in the future. Like, I wonder if it will, how much it will sort of, what's normal after this?
Yeah.
Really?
The news, I tried to change the news consumption. I'd been looking at news.com.au a lot. Mm. So I've started looking at The Age. The thing is that there's the limit. I've already hit the article limit. But it's interesting. Must be six or something, articles. But interestingly, you can see how the different sort of news companies, media companies treat news.
What is, like, what's The Age? What's the vibe?
Well, so the Age just feels like they're sort of bigger pieces, more sort of like less clickbaity.
Mm.
Whereas like when you go on news.com.au, it's all like, it's always front and center. It's always like US, China, like quite hyperbolic type of stuff, which I think like consuming both, I think is like the good middle ground.
I mean, what are you doing with it? I guess it's like,
well, I think it's trying to work out. So with the internet, everything feels closer to home.
So close.
And so, and
well, that's why you can watch a 9-hour feed of a helicopter cruise in LA.
Yeah.
Feel like you're there. You're like, oh my God, I've been there. I've walked along that bit. That's like,
yeah. And so I think there is that, there is a part which is, you know, if you are quiet, you are complicit or whatever based on, you know, it's the, you're taking the side of the oppressor if you, if you're not sort of actively speaking. There's also, I think, like the, I don't know if this is like overly privileged, but managing your own anxieties as well and being like, okay, if I consume all of this all the time, like I wonder how many people are consuming this content all the time as a way of trying to build empathy for what's happening, but in return ends up just exacerbating their own anxiety and so that they're not actually being productive.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to turn away. I think that's, I don't know how many people, maybe there is, but people's process of saying, I want to build empathy by watching this and understanding, I want to be in the know.
Mm.
It's pretty quick by the time you get captured by it, because news is trying to capture your attention and sell it in a certain way or display whatever they're wanting to show. So then then it's their narrative at that point. Mm. And so then news is, you've been served up something in the way that they are saying it or seeing it as well.
Well, I think that part of it when these things happen is you can reflect on, okay, what am I doing 365 days a year about this sort of stuff? And that's the area that I think is interesting, is it's like, okay, there's the movement bit, which is, can be very productive because it can change minds and make change and do all that sort of thing. But I guess the reality of this is one incident that's representative of all of these other things that have happened, right?
Well, that's the wound being opened again. Yeah. That's what that explains. Mm. You know, this is not the first time. This is the thousandth time something horrible like this has happened to black people in America.
Yeah.
And so what we're seeing is just a moment. Like, it has to coincide with what's happening at the moment with coronavirus and people being in isolation. Not to remove any sort of warrant for this to happen, but it's like people are at a moment where they're like, we need to do something.
Mm.
People are bored.
But
people
also, want
to
get
out, it's, and show their support.
But it's also working out, what does freedom mean to people?
Mm. Well, this woman was, they interviewed this woman on the sidewalk in LA, and she said, I was tearing up. She was tearing up. She was saying, she's like, in 10 years, when I look back and see what happened and tell my kid that I was out there fighting for something, that's what this means for me. And it was nice because I was thinking about, like, when things do change, how's it? Something had to happen for it to change. And this is a moment where, as if this is not going to change shit.
Mm.
It has to.
Yeah. Yeah. And it feels like, I think the interesting thing is working out what it means for our context as well too. Like, I think that there is the, I guess because of popular culture and all these things, like the US is such a big part of our media consumption, but then also the reality that we have our own things at home. And so I think that just because, like, so say on the thing with the helicopters and stuff, just because media isn't pointing at something doesn't mean that it doesn't exist here. And so that's where I go, where it's like, okay, what does this, what are these? And for me, I think it's easier for me to understand it from like a sex thing. So like a male, female, all that. Like I feel like within the workplace or you just, I feel like I see that casually happening a lot more. I feel like there's a heap that I need to do in regards to the race stuff because I feel like, I think that in the US, there are more black people in the US. And so there's more, like you're seeing these issues, you see more stuff happening.
Yeah, high chance of something happening.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, it is true. I mean, like things go in, things go in ebbs and flows, like what people are focusing on.
Yeah.
Like, and it's clear that there's a lot that has hit the back burner because it hasn't been the important thing over the last 3-4 months.
Yeah. But then it's also like, I think the stuff on the justice bit, I think it like as an idea, like you think about, like I watched the Epstein doco, like the whole, all the episodes. It's like so fucked up how bad the system, like how badly the system treated victims. Mm. And also I think that like my assumption based on like, I think when you hear conspiracy like thrown around, you think of this, it's sort of, we associate conspiracies with things like 5G and all this, but then there's like actual like conspiring against people. Mm. And like that was clearly like a case of conspiracy. It makes you think about the, well, you see like Trump being, like you see all these people, even Clinton being connected with these extremely shady people.
Yeah. Kevin Spacey. That's all these people are connected to.
Yeah.
To Jeffrey. But I mean, God. And then you don't know. I mean, how do you know? Have you looked into the Jeffrey Epstein conspiracies? There's not a conspiracy saying that he never did it.
Mm.
They're all conspiracies of that it's a much bigger thing than we know.
Yeah.
All these other people are involved. It's organized and that he's like some agent. There's one of those. Like this, it is mind blowing.
Mm.
The guy was an absolute freak.
Mm.
Disgusting pig. It's horrible.
Yeah.
Good doco? Like, do you see something like that and say good doco? Or it's like mind-blowing, like, boom, this is a world that I have no idea.
Like important stories that needed to be told.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting because, like, there is that thing around the weirdness of stories. Like, you think about, like, Netflix or whatever, and you've got, like, so many options and it's leaning into... Yeah, it's this weird thing around like education versus entertainment and all these, like, and making sure that like even with the news, thinking about like why are we consuming certain things? Like, are we consuming because we want to understand, or we're consuming because it's not too like say with cars being on fire and explosions and shit, like it's not too dissimilar to a movie. And so there's probably a large portion of the population that's viewing it as a form of entertainment, which is pretty fucked up.
And there is a disconnect to it. Mm. So you watch it and you react, but like you're saying, you're reacting like you're watching a film.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when people have broadcast mass shootings and it's like, you can't tell the difference between that and a film. And so, I don't know, I think it's more like the hearing of someone on the ground talk or seeing some of the beautiful people that are standing up, you know, for everybody on the ground. It's like, that's the shit that's moving. And it's these individuals in it. Killer Mike. Have you heard of him? Killer Mike. He was on Rogan. Yeah. He did this amazing speech. He's a black man and he just gave this absolutely moving speech. And it was just, oh, like these people who come out, he's like, I don't want to be here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be here right now. But he just said, I have to be and did this. And I was just, they're the people that in these moments just bring calm to chaos and they are the ones directly affected by this.
Yeah.
It's full on. I just can't imagine. Like America seems like it's out of control, right? Like over the last, that's my interpretation from the media. and seeing what's going on. Is it
well, you then bring in the fact, like, gun laws, and like you think about all these things and seeing how quickly, like just before we jumped on the stream, I saw a truck was headed towards a bunch of rioters or whatever in one of the cities. It's like,
did you see the actual video of that?
No.
There are two police cars just ramming right into massive crowds of people.
Yeah.
Oh God.
It's so screwed up.
And so, yeah, there's
what do you feel about, like, this week? Even last week, it feels like it's starting back up, like Australia are trying to start the engine back up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about what that feels like, seeing more people and having to do things that I wasn't doing for months. And how do you feel about starting back up, and what's your view on what has changed and now what we have to do moving forward? Mm. Like,
well, I think that part of it is we don't know. Like, I catch myself making plans of what the future is going to look like and then putting a big asterisk on, I can't say asterisk either. Can you add that to my millions list?
Asterisk.
Millions?
Millions.
Millions. Millions.
Cute. Cute.
Yeah, like we don't know where things are going to be. And so I think that so much of where I find or seek sort of calm is looking ahead and saying, okay, this is sort of where we're headed.
Mm.
But yeah, I think it's like very much on the back burner, because it's like, so for instance, even when it comes to like hiring staff or things like that, are you in a better position to hold on? Like, we don't know what the government's going to announce next with JobKeeper, what's happening with JobMaker, all of these other things. And so then it sort of puts you in this limbo where it's like, if you create a business for a market, then all we have to do is like look at the market and understand that things are changing so rapidly. So making any sort of big decision right now seems like, so at the moment it feels like a bit of a survival. Don't you like?
Yeah, 100%. Because then you, like I was even just thinking, one of us gets sick and then all of us have to be at home. Like it's, and that, you know, that's only one part of it. But it does feel like a reset of everybody's vision, because it has to sort of adapt to something that is new.
Mm.
And we don't know what that new is. So everyone's in a bit of an idle, like, you know, showing up. I think if people are probably work, it's probably more people focusing on themselves and working on themselves than ever, because they're forced to think, what am I doing? How am I providing?
Well, what about like,
how am I serving?
Identity as well.
Yeah.
Like, think about, Bree and I would go on at least like a month traveling every single year. Mm. And so then when that main thing that we know that we do every year, what does it look like now?
The travel guys become the protein guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's pathetic.
It's pathetic. It's
at least so you save cash.
Yeah. I don't know how much these low carb bars are.
You need to get them on special at Chemist Warehouse.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when they're on special. They're real cheap.
Yeah, I mean, travel is going to be interesting.
When can you imagine us going to LA anytime soon? Not that that's the most important thing, but just that's what we did, privileged, just bought tickets, went over, spent time there, cute little Airbnb.
Mm-hmm.
When's that happening? When's Georgie boy going back to Byron?
Yeah.
Well, you know when you're going, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when Sebs is going away.
Is that true? First I've heard of that.
Yeah, no, he mentioned it on the show.
Oh, I thought it was gear.
No. He's going away to Byron.
On the 21st.
Are you taking a Georgie Boys Hump Day replay off?
Haven't thought about that, actually.
Okay. Think about it. Because what are Josh and I going to talk about for a whole day together?
Domestic.
Happy Wednesday, Josh.
You're real shit. domestic travel will be interesting. You know, like... But even like everyone's gone back to normal in a lot of ways, or not, that's an over exaggeration. But like going to buy the AirPods, I was doing a bit of a.
Oh, where from?
Got it from Officeworks.
Interesting.
And did a price match?
Yeah, did a price match.
Oh, classic. Right.
But the guy was just like, I was showing my phone, and then he like grabs my phone or whatever, which is like that, the guy at the computer shop. Like I was trying to do it so that he didn't have contact. Yeah. But then I like sanitize and shit like that. They had, they're good. Office Works in general are very good. They've got all the hand sanitizer and shit.
Today, they're packing bags at supermarkets again.
Oh, really?
Because it wasn't a thing for months and months. Mm. And I couldn't understand it. I always asked why. Mm-hmm. If you can hand over the piece of the product and a bag for me to pack it.
That is true. They're touching the product.
Yeah. But then he said the problem is that people were handing over bags that had hairbrushes in them. Like, yeah,
well, who the fuck's doing that?
That's the example he gave me last night.
Who, like, who said that?
Some bloke that I was, you know, the checkout boy.
Oh, yeah. And so he was doing.
No. He just said, glad to it. Back tomorrow. Packing bags tomorrow. He was pumped.
Oh, really? He wants to.
It was quicker, much quicker when they did it.
Do you think he was being passive on how slow you were?
No, not at all, because he's like, I'm sick of being asked, to be honest. Asked, why don't you pack bags? That's what, because I asked a bunch of times, early days. But
the
he's
same
like,
guy.
No. different guy. Many people work. Many guys work at the checkout.
I've never been.
And some people didn't know the rules. So it'd be annoying for them to be like, yesterday we went to the shops and there was a lady just standing there, just waiting. And all her stuff was like, piled
oh,
up.
Yeah.
And she was just like on her phone and everyone's just like waiting behind her. The poor kid was like, excuse me, you have to do that.
Is that like in Paris, pack your bags. Tel Aviv, pack your bags.
Aldi, pack your bags.
Oh, yeah, but they're lazy. Pretty lazy.
And they're $23 an hour, I think, I remember.
Is it?
When I was a kid.
Top,
that was like
top
a
decent cash.
Mate, you get to sit on a chair.
Yeah.
In Aldi.
Yeah, you're pretty much in a booth now. They've fully like surrounded them with, you know, plastic sheeting. Mm. Anyway.
I saw a few people on the Discord taking up the Aldi offer.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that? The cooking.
Yeah. Shot Baker. We need it. We need a few little things.
What do we need?
From Aldi.
Oh, no. Just me personally. Oh. Like I could do some new pots and pans. Amy said, are they good quality though? And so that's why I'm not sure about the quality.
Well, I saw someone being a little bit cheeky.
Ooh.
They bought the product from Aldi and then they were selling it. And they're like, hey, decided I didn't want them or whatever. And they were charging double what you could get at Aldi. This was on Facebook Marketplace. And people were like, what the fuck?
Is that still a deal though? So my next door neighbor, he's selling his motorbike. And he said, and I said, what are you buying? Blah, blah, blah. How much, you know, blah, blah, blah. Just getting around some numbers. And he's like, yeah, I'm selling the bike for $3,000 more than I paid. Because he bought two brand new plus a trailer.
Got a good deal.
Got a good deal and then is selling it for $3,000 more than what he paid for it.
Good on him.
Yeah, that's good.
And it's and then that is still a good deal because it's like a new bike. Ridiculous. But I mean.
If you can.
Pots and pans.
Yeah, I know. A bit ridiculous. you've got to do the megaphone, the second one. But before we do that, Sev's Discord, I asked a bunch of gronks, integrate the Daily Talk Show into your dating app. So it's a message or your bio.
Yeah. I don't get it, but I don't get doesn't seem like that much I mean your budget. I can't tell you what to do with your
innovation
megaphone innovation budget. Minimum impact.
What do you mean?
As in how many people see it.
Mm.
Like I was just thinking about
$50 well spent.
That's the first thought and then I thought no. Josh thinks about these things, and so
it's an innovation fund. It's about I think that
power, isn't it?
Yeah. I want to get into. This is through proxy.
This is kinky. This is control. leash around the throat, kind of stuff.
Yeah. No, I just thought that it would be a fun. It's a good convo starter, and we've had great stories. Of couples listening together.
Yeah. I mean, we've got the creme of the creme. Sev's meeting his partner.
Exactly.
Mm.
So, no, I'm happy. I'm happy to keep pushing.
And so, where are we at, Sev?
Well, so just quickly for those watching, that's a conversation starter.
No, that is my finger.
Oh my God. See how big that thing is.
How feral.
You've added some saturation to that, surely.
No, nothing. That really? Was straight. I took the photo.
There you go. That's full. It does look like a pain shot.
Jesus, Sam.
That's my finger, everyone.
Anyway, so are we awarding it today?
Yeah, I'm happy for you to tell us what we have.
Okay. So we've got two.
Oh,
right.
But who was first? Anyway, get to it.
There's Shana.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like, so I don't know what app this is, but it looks like you've got cards on a profile.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the cards, it's got like a little starter and it says, I'm a regular at. And then you enter, you know, your cafe or restaurant, yep, whatever. And so Shana's written, listening to the Daily Talk Show podcast.
Great.
I respect that.
Which
I
love is
that.
Solid.
And so who else was there?
The other one was Jake.
Okay. What's he done?
And so he's dropped it in a convo.
Okay.
Great.
He has gone, if you're still in hibernation, you should listen to some podcasts. I love the Daily Talk Show. It's fantastic. And then it looks like he sent either a link or our logo.
Or a dick pic. Extra points for logos on cocks.
Just that. He sent that.
That was my finger. That was very funny. I'm going to give it to Shana.
Yeah. Clap. Yeah. Congratulations. So she gets
$50 of her choice.
Okay.
$50 of your choice, Shana.
Digital voucher, less back
admin.
And forth. Less admin.
Yeah.
That is great.
I wonder if she's had any hits yet, because she said she didn't for a while.
Can we have it in there for at least a month or indefinitely?
I think so, surely.
Oh,
let's
like
try and recoup some of the cash.
I love it.
Megaphone.
All right, megaphone time. Here we go, guys.
Hello. Oops, I left it on the whole time. My bad.
Do we need to talk about this? Do we need to?
Hang on,
because this is gonna bring down the business. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
We need to be turning off the megaphone.
Yeah.
You left it on
overnight, didn't you?
No.
See, this is halfway through.
I
just want to say this is very hypocritical coming from you.
I'm a hypocrite. That's a brand.
Do you know how many times you've left it on?
What do you got to say about that,
Sebs? You've left it on so many times.
You have, and that's how you tell people not to do it, because you've learned the hard way.
Yeah.
No, I get it. I put it on this morning. George and I were making that video, and I left it on. So, my bad. Won't do it again. But this is how we pay for it, so shut up and listen.
Okay.
Our new megaphone sponsor is Ben Fordham. Fordo will be returning as the new host of Breakfast on 2GB. Tune in to Ben Fordham live from Monday to Friday, 5:30 a.m., to 9 a.m. on 2GB, or search Ben Fordham live on your favourite podcast app.
Congratulations, Fordo. That is a big role. Mm. The way I explain it is, I reckon that's like could be a 15-year role for him.
Yeah.
Like that's where
you're amazing. Yeah.
He's a young guy, but it's a, you know, monumental spot.
It is.
Alan Jones just gone.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. He was in it for years. How many years? 20 something years?
I think it's over 30. I think it's like 35 or 38, I read somewhere.
Jeez. High achiever, Ben Fordham.
10 seconds of admin. Take a screen grab right now of you listening to the show. Post it on Instagram as a story and we'll regram it. What a deal. Great. Right, everyone.
Happy Monday.
Apple Podcast reviews also appreciated. Mm. Anything?
We did. We got one from Loz. 5 stars. She says, I float in and out of listening, but always come back to you guys. Love your interviews. Especially, and really enjoyed your analysis on the outspoken and shameless drama. It felt spot on. Great job, JJ. Keep doing good things.
Woohoo!
Wouldn't have mentioned it again. But
thanks, Loz.
Great. All right. It's the Daily Talk Show. We'll see you tomorrow, guys. Have a good one.
See you, guys.